Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
everybody. Praise the Lord. We just thank You, Father. Thank You, God. It is a good, great day that You have given us. Thank You, Father. Lord, as we just worship You, we thank You, Father. Oh, God, there is no one like You. Thank You, God. You are an awesome God. Oh, we just praise You, give You glory and honor. Lord, as we give You this day, we thank You, Father, for there's no one like You. Thank You, God, as we hold up our prayer requests, our worship unto You, Lord. I thank You, God. Oh, Lord. Thank You for this day. Lord, let the people hear You, Lord. Thank You, Father. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Father, Lord, let the people have ears to hear of Your word today. Let Your Holy Spirit guide and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Apostle Reverend Robin Tavish, coming live to you here on live streaming on God's radio. It's an honor to be with you. As we have been trying the last couple of weeks to be connected with pastors of the Family Church of Jesus Christ in Africa, the connection has just not been there. But we thank God for their lives. Pastor Nyogi of Goma was unable to get on. And so I will share the word with you once again. Remember our website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. You can contact us, give us your prayer requests, contact us on Facebook, on any social media you can find us. And so we just thank you for listening today or whether it be in the future. God's word is always alive. And so we thank you for listening. Thank you. And we're going to turn to the book of Colossians now. And it's chapter 3. And I want you to know that everything you do is to God's glory. It is all about God's glory. In chapter 3 of Colossians, it is verse 1. If ye be been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. And so, as Paul is sharing here, as Paul is sharing the goodness of God, that we are risen with Christ. And I believe that we've got Pastor Nyoyogi on the phone this morning. Are you there, Pastor?
Yes, I'm there.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, I was just telling the people, this is Pastor Nyoyogi of Goma in the Congo. And praise God, Pastor. I'm so glad that you're able to join us here. There's thousands of people listening across the world. And they want to hear your greeting and what you have to say for the Lord today. So without further ado, everybody, here is my dear pastor, the Family Church of Jesus Christ in Goma of the Congo, and he's going to share just a few minutes what is on his heart. Pastor, please honor us with God's word today.
Lord, to God. Today, let's pray before starting. Thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to be here this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for people who are listening to me. God, you can bless them this morning. We pray so in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I would like to preach about the glory of God. I'll preach about the glory of God. What is the glory? The glory, it comes from the Hebrew word. The original of the word glory, it comes from the Hebrew word, which is called kabod. And in Greek word, it's called doxa. So we can get this word. Can read first the word of God in the book of Journal of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, verse 9 of 13. The Bible says that after this manner, therefore pray, you our Father which are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as there is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, our debtors, as we forgive our debtors. 13 verse says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As in my introduction, I said that our subject will be for the glory, about the glory. And how people call see the glory of God. That's the first question. How people see the glory of God? If we read in Genesis, in Exodus, Let reader Bissell can see how Paul can see the glory of God. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 7, the Bible says, in the morning thou shalt see the glory of the Lord, for that hear your memory against the Lord. And what are we? That your memory against us. The story told us about Moses with Israel people when they were in the wilderness, and the people were starting arguing about against Moses and Aaron, and Jesus told them that tomorrow you'll see the glory. If you read in Genesis chapter 1, we can see also when Jacob was walking at Laban's place as an uncle, and people of Laban say that Jacob has come to store the glory of their father, and it has caused a confusion there on that day. So people can see the glory of God. Here we see how Israel people were remembering God's Moses and Aaron. And we saw how children of sons of Laban was not happy to see how Jacob was blessing in the family in the Laban. If you read in Exodus chapter 10 verse 16, the Bible says, it came to pass as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Here we see also that God, the glory of God, appeared in the cloud. After seeing the glory of God, what do you need? What we need to hear about the glory of God? After we read in Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, here the Lord say to, and you shall make holy garments for Aaron, thy brothers, for glory and for beauty. In Exodus 28, verse 4, it says, and for Aaron, sons, you shall make coat, and you shall make for them candles, and the bonnets shall you make for them for the glory of the Lord. Here we see when Moses, his soul wants the glory of God, God gives Moses instruction what he must do. Then he told Moses to make garments for Aaron and with his sons for the glory of God. What is the condition to be in the glory of God and to see the glory of God? Here, amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Goma. And I appreciate you being a part here of Pastor Nyogi. And you are such a blessing. We'll have you on again. And next time, the connection should be a lot better. But we are excited. The glory of God. Amen. The glory of God. And we'll have you finish this message again soon. But just pray for the people right now. Say a prayer. We've got about 1 minute left.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I listen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor. Please pray, and we will close the program.
Thank you, Jesus, for this moment we're giving up. Thank you for this time for us. For this week, we have been a part of the year and of this message. We glorify your name and bless you, Jesus. Bless the family church. Bless our Apostle Robert for the ministry you have given him. Bless the people who are in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so amen.
Amen. We love you. We love everybody. Goodbye.
Amen. Bye.
Bless the Lord. worship his holy name. Sing like